head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Surrounding Wow. Value for money. And it looks like neither side of this Pete Brown and Piblocto single on Harvest Records was available on an album at the time.
Oh, amazing.
So relegated and secluded and locked away on this Harvest Records single were Can't Get Off the Planet and Broken Magic.
Wow, find of the week.
Pete Brown, who was lyricist, composer with Cream.
He did. He certainly wrote I Feel Free, White Room, and also Sunshine of Your Love.
Yeah.
So, and he also wrote most of Jack Bruce's solo
songs for a Taylor. Was Jack's first solo album. Yeah. Yeah. You are listening to the new singles with Chris and Les. If you write it down, it says Chris Andles. These were the new singles of the 10th of July 1970, issue number 337.
Better than Fork Handles.
Fork Handles. 52 singles were released this particular week, my friends, and we do this every week. And you sit there thinking they're playing the same old bunch of tunes all over again, but no subtle differences. Week by week, we are heading into prog rock and reggae territory, and to me, fairly boring years of 73, 74, 75, but we haven't got there yet. Okay. And we've got these singles list to last us until about the middle of 1974. So it may not be as boring as I remembered it. It's certainly not it's certainly not boring at the moment, what we're finding each week.
It's a labour of love, listener. I tell you, it really is. What you get to hear is the best. Or occasionally we just have to play the worst. But some of the things that don't even get into our show, you would not believe.
We do it so you don't have to. There was a great film out at the time. It was called Melody, the happiest film of all time, it said on the posters. A film with music by the Bee Gees and starring Mark Lester, Jack Wild, and introducing Tracy Hyde. This is what Jack Wild made of Melody.
Man. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Millions of signs. She knows that life is a running race. Her face shouldn't show any signs.
Melody Fair, won't you comb your hair? You can be beautiful too. Just like a merry-go-round.
Melody Fair, won't you comb your hair? You can be beautiful too.
Melody Fair, remember you're only a woman.
Melody Fair, remember.
Life is a running race. Her face shouldn't show any
pride. Melody Fair, won't you comb your hair? You can be beautiful too.
Melody Fair, remember you're only a woman.
Certainly wasn't released as a single this particular week, but I just had to play the Bee Gees and Melody Fair from the film Melody. It's going to be one of my top 10 favourite films because I'm such a sentimental.
So am I.
Lovey, call me Mr. Lovey Dovey.
Give me great orchestrations and harmonies. It's just sort of like, that's so layered by the Brothers Gibb. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I recommend.
Well, yeah, I know they did disco, but that sort of stuff,
I love. Yeah,
far better than
I love their earlier stuff. Definitely, yeah. The first three or four albums. But the film Melody, heartily recommend it. Jack Wild, Mark Lester. It is available on DVD at long last. It was at one time. It seemed to only be available with Japanese subtitles.
I'm sure you'll be able to find it on streaming somewhere.
Yeah.
Tracy Hyde went on to do a lot of stuff. She was in Dempsey and Makepeace, The Bill, all sorts of The Gentle Touch. She did a lot of television work in the 80s.
So go and dig out the film. In fact, we'll put a, it's bound to be online, we'll put a link to it on today's page at towardtheunknownregion.com. And all of this was inspired by playing Jack Wild and his song called Melody. I don't recall him singing it in the film. It may have just been a cash-in song for him. It was on the B-side of his single on Capital, by the way.
Well, it was... He'd been in Oliver Anthony and various other things, along with Mark Lester. And
and there they were, both of them, in the film Melody.
Yeah.
A good observation, Les. I tell you what, Jimmy Cliff says, you can get it.
If you really want...
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Persecution, you must fear. You've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, don't want it to seem now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. Now you can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Succeed at last.
You can get it if you really want.
I know it.
You can get it if you really want.
Don't I show it?
You can get it if you really want.
Don't give up.
just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
You'll never guess what the title was of that tune, Les.
No.
Rocking Pneumonia. And
Rocking Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
It was actually titled Flu. The Boogie Woogie Flu.
Wow.
Not Blues.
Wow.
That was on Blue Horizon. And you remember the Blue Horizon label was a nice pale blue label and a lovely blue sleeve. Well, this is one of the first singles that Blue Horizon released. In a bright red label and a bright red sleeve. I thought, well, why? It's called Blue Horizon. Why change the colour to red? But that doesn't matter 50 years later when you're listening to these tunes. 52 were released. 52 singles released this week. 10th of July 1970. We had... we had Jimmy Cliff. You Can Get It If You Really Want It on Trojan Records. And then the research department excelled themselves by linking together Orange Bicycle with Jelly on the Bread on Parlophone Records. And then Jelly Bread with Rocking Pneumonia. Can you believe the amount of work that goes into this particular programme? My favourite Orange Bicycle single, which nobody knows, was Jenska Jajka. That's what it was called. I have played it.
Jelly Bread, I'm just having a look.
Jelly Bread, well, they were clearly a blues band on Blue Horizon Records.
Yeah. No.
Well, you're looking for that, Les. we're going to run the voodoo down with Miles Davis. Prior to that, to set the scene, we're going to have... Tony Newman and Soul Thing. I think it's the Keith Mansfield tune.
Yeah.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
He's slumped. Bent has slumped.
Say princess, do
You're a big girl now. Heidi Ho Princess, the Neon Philharmonic.
Well, they made that a big hit, the top 20 hit.
Morning Girl?
Morning Girl,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, gorgeous, right. Gorgeous tune that was.
Yeah, yeah. Neon Philharmonic.
On Warner Brothers Records, that
if
was.
You look at it, if you look at, they're funny enough, if you look at the cover of the disc for Morning Girl, it's actually a neon green colour label.
We've had some sublime music with Miles Davis.
Miles Davis, I mean, that was just 5 minutes of pure bliss for me. I just love Miles Davis.
But what
amazing trumpet player, but why put it on a single?
Yeah, what were CBS thinking? Surely that was never gorgeous, but never going to get in the charts. No. But of course, a lot of singles, they weren't meant to sell, really, just to be played on the radio, just an easy way for the DJ, for the lazy DJ to play part of an album. And and some of these singles possibly never reached the stores, and they were just pressed up as demos to send journalists.
Demos, yeah.
Yeah, sent to journalists and radio stations. And we also heard Tony Newman on Decca Records, his version of Soul Thing, a pretty jazzed up soul thing there.
Well, it's a funky, what's it? Well, the Keith Mansfield thing, which people will, today, if they're in the UK or have watched Sky, will know that it's used for Sky Vegas adverts.
Let's play on B&C Records, Sweet Salvation with Honey Man.
Your honey man, I wanna be your honey man. To wash your clothes and hold your hand, I wanna be your honey man.
You've got a lot, but all of your money and stuff just isn't enough to buy what I can give.
Interesting, Les.
Yeah, that. Well, I don't know whether Elton John wrote it, but he did a he did a version of that same lyrics, a duet with Cat Stevens.
Sweet Salvation, Honey Man. If we listened carefully, we may well have imagined that could have been Cat Stevens joining in there.
I wonder if that's just released under a different name, you know,
because B&C Records, we don't know how to find them, don't we, eh?
And no.
And now, reminding me, at least, of Arthur Lee's Love and the Forever Changes album, this is Labi Siffre. Listen to the way he's singing this.
He sent me a picture of the way that you look. I'll get me a hammer and a little black book. Write me a letter just as long as you please. I'll keep it in my pocket till I know I'm gonna sneeze. I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years? You say you're coming round, son, you're gonna ring my bell. You know what you can do, babe, go to hell. Nothing you can do, nothing you can say. Gonna make me change the way I feel today. I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years? About 1,000. I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years? Don't tell me you're gonna change your ways. Don't tell me that it was just a phase. People like you, you don't deserve a lover. People like you, you just need a brother. I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years? I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years?
Come on over, baby, any day or night. It's alright, baby, I enjoy the fight. Fall, submission, knock out to 10. Sleep a little, baby, then we'll start again.
I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years? I know you wanna make it up, but it's too late. You wanna get me in a corner, kinda smother me with love, but it's too late. I've just about had it up to here. Can't you leave me alone about 1,000 years?
Yeah, I could almost believe that was an outtake from Forever Changes by Love.
Yeah, no.
Labi Siffre, yeah. And Too Late.
Hello, wait.
That was good. Yeah.
It's really good.
And we also had Sweet Salvation, didn't we, with Honeyman.
Which, as we said, I wonder if that was Catsy. I know they did a verse that it's listed as them doing a version of that. And either the lyrics were by Cat Stevens or Elton John.
CB127, B&C Records, and... that is interesting, that is. Hit shows a unicorn. Unreleased. Honeyman was unreleased.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, so... we played an unreleased single there. Should have been on B&C, CB127, and it shows a unicorn. That is their way of saying you're never going to find it, mate.
Thank you.
more Mellotron than you can shake a stick at.
Interesting.
Sir Ching I. S-I-R, Sir. C-H-I-N-G. And then I. Sir Ching I on Spark Records. Hello, everyone. We'll leave you today with the B-side, which will be Hiawatha Mini Ha Ha Love. Many thanks for listening. This is Chris Bent saying
goodbye from him. And it's Les Newman saying goodbye from him also.
Be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
Boom, boom, boom.